All right, we back at it. It's Nurse Letitia. We are back at it. I just want to throw this out there before we even get started. It has been a busy day. My brain hurt. I've been doing a whole lot of homework, a whole lot of writing, and I just decided to get out and get some fresh air. So if you hear any cars honking, doors closing, or people out in the community, it's because I decided to leave the house. What's your reason for being out of the house, Michelle?
I just needed some vitamin D. Vitamin D. Sun's shining. I'm burning up. But it feels good to be outside.
Vitamin D is good. It's actually one of my friends recommended this morning. I said, I'm tired and my brain hurt. And she was like, go take a walk and get some vitamin D. So here I am. So we are on this healing journey. You know what we do. We are here to help us walk through the hard times in life. How many people out there are listening feel like I am a mess? My life is a mess and I don't know what to do.
Me.
If that is you, just go ahead and say, Michelle, we are with you. Why you feel like you a mess right now, Michelle?
I mean, I am like just mentally, emotionally, physically, like I'm just tired. Like my whole body is just tired.
What does it mean to be a mess though? Like, I mean, everybody, when I think of a mess, I just think about trash everywhere. I just think about stuff not clean. Like what is your definition of a mess?
Mine is basically if you waking up every day just like heavy. And I use that term and a lot of people just like don't know what it is. Even when I told it to my sister, she's like, heavy, what do you mean? When I say heavy, you just waking up and just like forcing yourself to be happy or pretending to be happy. Just feel like you got these clouds on you all the time. Like, that's what I mean by heavy. Like, nothing seems to be going right for you. And you just always just got some type of issue, just something pressing, just something holding you down. Like, that's what I mean by heavy.
So you feel like burdened down. You feel like you just have these rocks that you are continuously carrying and you can never put them down.
Yes.
Got it. So when you said you were a mess, do you feel that you are just heavy and burdened? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, but like a mess, that's just really like just a statement, right? Because nobody want to be like, oh my God, I'm depressed. Or oh my God, I have so much anxiety right now. Like people don't even want to admit when they are quote unquote a mess. So you know that they're not going to use those type of words.
Mm.
So it's just really like a comfort word if you want to really think about it.
So what you said you feel like mentally, physically, you just feel a mess. Like how what would you feel like led up to that? Like what makes you feel like I am a mess right now in this day in my life?
Just life experiences. It can be something that you're personally going through, like with yourself, with work, something in your family, with one of your kids. Just it can be anything that can lead up to things like that, but it's really always some life-changing events that happen that really get you in this space.
So you feel like something life-changing in your life adjusted and pivoted, and now I'm like I'm a mess and I'm back at square one.
Yes.
How do you navigate through being a mess?
That's the million-dollar question. That's what everybody wants to know, because I'm pretty sure like nobody enjoys this feeling at all. So everybody is looking for that thing, like, okay, what do I do? And then a lot of times it's only temporary though, right? Like, what do you do that's gonna make it not come back or you not have these feelings again?
So you're saying everybody out there, because I feel like I'm a mess. I feel like I'm a mess. I feel like I've gone through a mess. I feel like I was born into a mess. And you feel like everybody just asking, how do I make it through this mess?
Make it through it and probably like sustain it too. Like no one wants to continue to go through it. Like it's just not fun, you know, because it's really draining. It takes a lot out of you. It's not like, it's probably different for everybody. Some people probably only go through it maybe a couple days or something like that. But for others, it can be like a long time, months and months at a time. And like, it's not fun. It's not healthy. So it's like, what do you do?
I think one of the things that I realized that in the midst of my mess, it was my mindset. what mindset or what thoughts would I, what was I meditating on? What thoughts did I have about the mess? How do you see your mess, Michelle? Because sometimes people will say, there's a message in my mess. How do you see your mess?
I'm trying to figure that out. I'm trying to get an understanding of that. Like, with everything that has been going on with me, I do feel like God is trying to tell me, show me something. I just still don't understand it or know exactly what it is
yet. So what if you don't ever understand it?
But that's the thing. Like, can you just never understand it? Then how do you come out of it if you just never understand what this message is or what this lesson is supposed to be?
You might not. So the Bible says, lean not to your own understanding.
Yes. So, and I try to remember that scripture every time. But then again, it's still like, okay, like, why? Like, now what? Like, why are we still doing this?
So what if God is asking? Because before we talks about leaning not to your own understanding, it talks about trusting the Lord with all your heart. That's all I need to do is trust God with all my heart. Mm-hmm. I may not even understand. And like them old people used to say, you might get it in the by and by. Meaning you might not understand it now, but you will understand it later. So again, what message are you telling yourself while you are in your mess? What is your self-talk that you are telling yourself while you are in a mess?
It has to be something. Mm-hmm. Like, that's all I keep telling myself. Like, it has to be something. Like, it has to be something that he's trying to tell me or teach me. Mm. I just, again, what it is, I have no idea, but I'm still just confused. Like, if you just constantly just keep going through, it's like, when does it ever end? Or when do you ever see, like,
what if
that
it never
brighter
ends?
Side?
But what if it never ends?
But that's crazy then. Then it's like, you're just supposed to continue to just stay in your funk
or
heavy state?
But we can choose to, regardless of what state we're in, we choose to be there. So if we choose to be in this state, because life is going to always have something happening. Tribulations are always going to come. Mm-hmm. But the question is, how do I choose to view this tribulation? I mean, I had a son that died, but what if I chose to stay in my mess 20 years ago? Versus, man, I'm going to use this as fuel for the fire. That was a mess for me.
I don't know. It's crazy. But people still want to know, what do you do for this not to continue to happen? Like, we all know that, like, stuff is going to come up and things like that, but, like, nobody just wants to be in that real depressed, man, I'm really a mess state.
I think two takeaways. First thing is you have to make up your mind. I'm making up my mind that I won't stay in this state. It's all about a mindset, one. For two, you have to change your mindset about the mess. And I know it's easier said than done, but you have to really fight mentally and say, you know what? I'm not staying in this mess. Just like we talked about, man, I got out the house today because my brain was hurting. I had to leave. I couldn't stay there. And so my point is just that I don't think we should allow ourselves to stay in the mess. And the way you think about it is the way you're going to go about it. So are you thinking, man, this mess keeps happening to me? Or am I saying, you know what? I'm ready to fight through this mess.
Of course you're going to be ready to fight. But again, it's still that same question that's in your mind. Like, why? Why does this keep happening?
So because you don't get the why, the answer to the why, do you still stay in your mess? Because I'm trying to figure out what keeps a person in their mess, in their funk.
I mean, some people need that to know that why. Like, some people need to know why does these things keep happening. What is it that I need to be doing differently or something like that? Like, not everybody is just going to be okay and comfortable with, like, oh, okay, here we go again. I'm going through this again. You know, yeah, I'm going to fight through it. Be okay for a month or two. And up, here we go again. I'm going to fight through it. Like,
well,
that's, I don't know.
You talked about sustaining. I think that life has given us lots of lemons. If we want to continue to make lemonade, I feel like we have to do the thing that we can continuously control. I don't understand why, but I can't control it. What can I control to make sure that things are being sustained?
Yeah.
What would you say to that person who feels like you right now, who feels like, I'm in a mess, nobody's listening, nobody hears me, nobody understands, and I want to be in my mess and I want to be alone?
That's it. That's it. I don't know. I'm that person though. Like when I really, really get in a funk, like I do like to be alone. Because a lot of times I just don't like a lot of people to see me in this state. Mm-hmm. So is it always the best thing? No. Is it the most healthiest? Probably not, because you know, when you're already in a certain state and your mind starts to wander, play tricks on you, then things get a little bit worse. But I don't know. I'm trying to get out of that and look for different avenues. But like that's always been my go-to. Like it's always been my go-to.
I see. Asha, she said that's her go-to, and everybody needs that a long time. That's okay. That is perfectly fine. That is okay. The only thing that I would conclude by saying is that we have to want it bad enough. Regardless if you decide to stay by yourself or isolate or be with others, regardless of the situation, if you are in a mess, how bad do you want to get out?
Because listen, like for me, when I think about being in a certain state and then you go and like try to be around others and be in a group, I feel like that's almost suppressing, right? Because there's still going to be that time where you're about to be alone with your thoughts and everything that you're going on with, because people are not going to be there 100% every day, all day.
That's fair.
And then it's like, now what?
That's fair. The first person you have to face is yourself. That's fair. Whether you're in a group or alone, the first person you have to face is yourself. Mm-hmm. Groups only add to. We need each other. I think we talked about this before. We need each other from an interdependent standpoint, not a codependent standpoint. But as human beings, we are made for connection. We are made to be connected with and to each other.
Yeah.
So absolutely, take your time alone. Do the things that you need for yourself, but then you also need the balance of interdependence with others and community as well.
Mm-hmm, I see.
As we wrap up our sunny day podcast on the go.
It's clean juice though.
With a smoothie.
It's giving me a little life.
She's not in a mess anymore. She just had to get a smoothie and drink it out and talk it out.
It's the chocolate smoothie from clean juice.
So you're saying, how does self-care relate to getting out of your mess? Because you got a smoothie. You say, this give me some life now. What does that
mean? I mean, everybody know that food is comfort. Mm. I won't quite call this food.
I'm telling you.
But it's giving me a little nutrients. So it'll do for the moment.
Okay. So it's reviving you a little bit, huh?
A little.
This is the healing journey where we love God, lead well, and live intentionally. Stay tuned for the next podcast on the go.